Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello there, my very good friends, and welcome to a special Q&A video. We've not done one of these in a long time, yeah. So we thought we'd freshen it up just a little bit. We got 5 questions from our YouTube community page. We got 5 questions from our Twitter followers. If you didn't see the threads, look out for them next time. We'll probably do this again.
Yeah.
But we've got a great mailbag of stuff here to get through. We've got the question mark, rest in peace from the NWA. But he's got a question mark on his head. What else are you going to do?
Works so well.
Yeah.
Yeah, or you often do questions, obviously, at the end of the news. But today is like Captain Crunch's
super
all questions.
Yeah, it's like you go to Burger King, you order the super size. That's what you get today, baby. And we're going to start with our first one. And I've got the YouTube ones. Willie's got the Twitter ones. This comes to us from Lone Lee Luna, who asks, who do you think should dethrone Gunther as IC champion? I really hope it's Sheamus.
Yeah, it feels like it has to be Sheamus, although he's sort of transitioned temporarily, perhaps, into a US title feud. And it's like, that's not the same thing. But if not Sheamus, Sheamus is the one I agree with.
Yeah,
I think
me too.
It's a nice story to finish. And when I've got a sense we're going to talk about like that a little bit more as well later on. Like a Chad Gable would be just awesome, man.
Mm-hmm.
I think he deserves something like that. Gargano, maybe that's something that rehabilitates him as well. It has to be a smaller guy that isn't called Ilya Dragunov.
Hard agree on all counts.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go, but I don't think it's going to be happening for... Well, I think you and I both agree. It's not going to be happening anytime soon, but it also is going to have to happen before WrestleMania 40 because he's fighting for the world title at that one.
Yes, sir.
Nathan J. Hatch starts us off on Twitter. What potential match are you most hoping runs on All In? You're going, of course.
Yes. You'll have just had a child at that point.
A bit busy.
Not so much. Will Ospreay versus Kenny Omega, baby.
Yes.
I think that's the one. That's the one. It's kind of an easy pick. But the first match was sick. They have afters following that because it was such a brutal personal match, like in the ring. Don Callis is teasing it. He's got his little bruv in his Twitter.
Yeah, at time of
bio.
Recording, we don't know anything else.
Yeah, that's where we're at with it. Yeah, it's that match, and it would be awesome. I mean, they need to load the card with people who are not in AEW.
Just because they're British.
But you can't turn your nose up at Will Ospreay.
No, Will Ospreay is the exception. But, you know, I'm not saying, you know, obviously highlight the likes of Soraya and Jamie Hayter and people like that on there. But yeah, you don't need Bill from Sheffield just because it's AEW. Like, British fans just want to see the guys in AEW. They aren't paying to see them. Yeah.
They want an AEW show.
Yeah.
Not like an indie collab or whatever. But yeah, that's the one for me.
And apologies to the guy who sent us a Twitter question about Drew McIntyre working All In, because that's physically impossible.
Yeah. Jamie Hayter versus Julia, second one.
But ooh.
There you go. A little Stardom versus AEW action for you. Right, second question from YouTube comes from... Why do I pick the tough names to pronounce? Fourth Nace Iceman 99. How will WWE solve the problem with the Raw and SmackDown Women's Champions being on the opposite shows? I've got a sad answer for this one, but I'm going to let you go first.
Yes, here's the one thing that they can't do, and that's have Bianca Belair and Rhea Ripley go.
There you go.
Enjoy your belt. Because it's the biggest match that they can have for me, WrestleMania next year, Bianca Belair versus Rhea Ripley for a belt. And having seen them potentially just go, there you go, enjoy it. And like, it sort of undercuts the whole Bianca Belair's reign. She's obviously held that title for so long now. Just suddenly being like, right, that reign ends, but the new one starts with the blue belt or the red belt or whatever belt it is, get rid of the coloured belts and the Raw and SmackDown naming part of the title. Make it a Women's World Heavyweight Championship, a Women's WWE Championship.
Women's Universal.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it, just call it that and say we're going to do a big unveiling after Night of Champions, for example. So or that, a SummerSlam, I don't know.
That is what I would do as well. What
yes.
I will do is a belt swap. Anyway.
Ugh, please don't.
God.
Right. Merge the tag titles into one, because you don't need Kevin and Sammy wearing two belts. It's weird enough having Roman do that, and then say the other one's a secondary title, and yeah, just really overcomplicate
things. There's a lot.
Things.
There's a lot.
Chris Hendry, I don't know if he's related
Chris
to Joe.
Chris Hendry. I don't know.
Right, does Collision finally showcase the AEW Women's Division in more than one match a week, or do you see more of the same that we currently get? We highlight this on the Dynamite
you
podcast
do,
every
you do.
Week.
I don't think so. I don't think there's anything really in the way Tony Khan books that division to suggest that they'll increase the match count
no.
on the mainline shows. Theoretically, Collision should mean more opportunities for literally everyone because there's 2 hours more airtime. But I would love to sit here and say yes, that would be cool. It'd be cool to see two or three or whatever women's matches on the show. But with the way he has booked his show since day one, I do not think there is enough for me to confidently say that yes, he will do that.
Yeah, it's such a low bar to clear, isn't it? I'm like, right, okay, you've got your Jamie Hayter, Women's World Champion, you've got your TBS Champion in Jade Cargill. Have any other feud? Look at all the men that are fighting, not for belts, but for other stuff, right? Yeah. Have any other feud? Like, the Outcasts, do that, but without the world champion being involved in it. And it's really simple. And also, stop being so basic that it's like, okay, stuff with the Outcasts or stuff with the world champion on Dynamite, and then either or, a Jade Cargill squash. I love her. This isn't her fault. A Jade Cargill squash or whoever she's going to be facing at the next show, they get a relatively straightforward victory. Like, I think, I agree. I think they get this going to be like, well, now you get three women's matches a week, but that's because you get one on Rampage, one on Dynamite, and one on Collision.
There you go. Ring of Honor as well.
Oh, yeah.
Shouts to Athena. Doing great work.
She's having the best time.
She's doing awesome stuff, and I feel like it's underappreciated. It's a shame.
Yeah.
It's a shame. Anyway, Twitter.
No, YouTube.
No, YouTube, yes. Ray Thompson's been on. What match are you most looking forward to this weekend? Really simple. Really simple. What you got, baby?
Carmelo Hayes, Bron Breakker.
Okay.
No, I said that as a bit of a joke, and then I realised I actually am really looking forward to that dynamic this weekend.
They've had a fun feud. Sure.
I think you have to say Anarchy in the Arena, don't you?
Kind of.
Like, I feel bad. I should say the Four Pillars, because that's probably going to main event.
Yeah.
But I'm far more invested in Anarchy in the Arena. They've only had one, I'm right in thinking that, haven't they? And the legacy of that makes me think, like, what music's going to be playing throughout the entirety of it? Is Sidgwick going to get involved, seeing he's going to be there?
Is he going to get beaten up by John Moxley?
Yeah, what's going to happen? But it's an incredibly stacked weekend. Three pay-per-views.
Three big shows.
Premium yeah. live events, what do you want to call it?
Show some respect.
I'm going to be in a field. My Monday is going to be... My wife's going to be like, missed you. I'm like, out the way.
Too bad.
Too bad.
Jamie Hayter versus Tony Storm's another one for me.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to that. I think that they'll just be the living daylights out of each other. I'd love a House of Black match. That'd be nice.
The Acclaimed?
Maybe.
I think that's where they're heading.
Have they put that on the card yet? Am I just blanking?
No. I think, at time of recording, I think they're facing... Like AR Fox and
that's
and,
right.
and that and those lads yeah, on Dynamite
right.
and I
with
think
Metalik
and
Blake
I
want to
say I was going to say Trey Baxter that was his WWE name wasn't it he's doing far better now so I think they obviously win that match sorry guys
yeah.
and maybe the Acclaimed because they've been racking up trios victories quite a lot come out and say hey pay-per-view how do you feel about it
I should say as well that like on a sheer match quality standpoint AJ versus Seth is going to rock
yes.
and I think the Bloodline storytelling in the match with Solo and Roman. Like, it's all very good stuff. It's very difficult for me to look forward to these pay-per-views, however, knowing where the money comes
yes.
from. So, be that what it may.
And I'm intrigued now to see what happens with Cody and Brock, how Cody's wrestling Brock with one arm, fighting Brock with one arm. A one-armed man in a Brock kicking contest.
Okay! Don't need arms to kick, mate.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Lots of questions, obviously, around the bloodline and Cody, so we'll try and sort of tackle them all at the same time.
Yeah.
Graham Jack says, with the Cody story potentially coinciding with the breakdown of the bloodline, if Cody does win at SummerSlam, do you think there's a danger that the story becomes more about Roman losing power rather than the ascension of Cody and the finishing of his dad's story?
Yeah, I do think that is a concern, and it's a valid one. I'm not going to say it's definitely going to happen, but WrestleMania, we saw them obviously prioritize the Bloodline storyline and Roman's reign continuing past 1,000 days and all of that stuff. To me, 1,000 days is an arbitrary number that doesn't really matter.
They can do the graphic, though, can't they, where he does that and then they put three zeros next to it.
That's what it is. It's just a graphic, right? Like, he's already had an incredible title run. What does it matter if he has that extra 90 or whatever to make it to 1,000, which he'll pass on Saturday? So that's a valid concern. It's the biggest story in WWE. It has been for ages and ages and ages. I think that is founded. It's on the storytellers, the writers, and the wrestlers in their performances to an extent to make sure that if we do Cody versus Roman coming out of that show, Cody is the man and he is the story.
Look, as we usual, with the caveat that Cody should have just won the title at WrestleMania 39, you wouldn't have had to do all this World Heavyweight Championship bollocks and all that. They've still got me on the old hook for this, and I think it's actually going to use a phrase from Michael Sidgwick, dovetail quite nicely here, because I know some people have said, wouldn't this Bloodline story be better if Roman was there with no titles? I kind of disagree, if I'm honest right now. Mm-hmm. It's slowly unfolding that he's losing, or has basically lost the Usos from the Bloodline. They're not drinking the Kool-Aid, or whatever the phrase is. And the Enforcer, who now on two different occasions has been the only reason why he's retained that World Championship, he's going to be going off in a different direction. Maybe even Paul Heyman goes with him. I think the double visual, because I think Roman's going to go away whenever he drops these titles.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if he comes back just in time for, say, Rumble, WrestleMania sort of time. So I think the visual of devoed Roman and finished story Cody, I think you'll be like, wow, what an ending for Roman. But I think the next night, Cody will be like, yay, and then immediately get attacked by, or, you know, set up his next
by
feud.
Some kind of sausage.
Yeah.
He should be the story now, is my thing. The Bloodline thing should be the second story in WWE right now. But it's not, and the continuations we've had have been pretty decent.
Heel Drew is the first challenger for Cody?
It's a possibility.
Because you could beat Drew and then, I think he's on his way out, so.
Yeah, he's there until early next year at the very least, so he'll be around for a while. Might as well use him, right?
He's someone who you're not like, I've seen this before, or because you all know, once Cody wins these titles, he's not dropping them on the first defense, is he?
Let's try and get through these last few ones here.
Yes.
We got one here from, it's similar, it's from Espeda, who asks, do you two believe that the Bloodline will finally implode at Night of Champions, or do you think WWE will drag out to SummerSlam? I think it'll go beyond SummerSlam, and we'll probably be telling this story until at least the end of this year, and I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah. Solo Sikoa maybe involved with Roman at WrestleMania. Who knows?
That could be the match.
Yeah.
A mania.
I've seen people booking Solo to be the one to dethrone him, so obviously there's intrigue there. I don't think the full split happens at Night of Champions, but yet again, I think the cracks continue to be shown. I think it'd be intriguing to see if they pull the trigger on Roman getting pinned at Night of Champions, but I think it's probably going to be Solo, but it's also partially going to be Roman's fault, and the celebration of Roman's 1,000 days, whenever that is, I can't remember exactly, is going to be a real catalyst for this breakup.
Absolutely.
And basically on the following Money in the Bank, Roman is going to be the loneliest way he's ever been.
Yeah. Sad boy Roman.
Yes. Chucky Van Hoos gives us the next question. If Orange Cassidy loses a title in the Battle Royal, and what a reign this has been, by the way, Andy, who should win? I want to see him versus a Go-Go at All In.
Ooh, interesting. I'd like to see a Go-Go back in general, to be honest. Shout-outs to the great man, the governor. I don't think he should lose it in the Battle Royal. I think he should lose it in a one-on-one banger singles match. But if he does, coming out of the Battle Royal, I'd like Konosuke Takeshita to win it.
Ooh.
There you go.
Okay. I wasn't expecting that.
There you are.
I'm going to go for the man that Andy and I quote walking around our houses, often when fresh out of the shower, Powerhouse Hobbs.
Yeah.
Because, boy, does he need yet another reset after being involved in QTV. Just give him that and then say, all the QTV bollocks, let's take that to the side.
Sashay that away, get rid of it, put it in the bin.
Or, as we have been talking about in recent news stories, about Tony Khan levelling up this international championship. So basically being a sort of world title on Collision. Miro?
Why not?
Miro's my guy.
To the TNT title.
Yeah.
Great run there.
I think it'd be absolutely amazing, that.
And our final question from the YouTube community comes to us from Destiny Force, asking, with the Tony Khan announcement for this Wednesday, how likely do you think it is going to be about CM Punk or the location for AEW Collision? I think it's going to be both. I think he's going to announce the second coming at the United Center on the 17th of June, 9 days! And CM Punk will be there. I think that's the complete announcement.
Yeah, I'm certainly hoping that's the case. Yeah, I think all the noises coming out this week, I think if they'd have, no matter how tight-lipped people are, I think if they'd booked Daly's Place, for example, we'd have heard more about it than just a tiny bit of speculation on social media, which, you know, place whatever emphasis on that you will.
Yeah.
I think it is, and I don't think it's going to be him saying, it's going to be CM Punk. It's going to be what we got with the first dance. It's going to be, we're very excited to announce, yeah, we're going back to the United Center in Chicago for a show we're calling The Second Coming, because it's the second main show that we're going to do. Rampage is going to be the third show. It definitely doesn't have any other connotations.
None whatsoever. Joel Santana. There you
yes.
go. That's the connotation.
Indeed. Finally, Frazier Cranium finishes off with the Twitter questions. Andy, thanks as always, Frazier. Little bit of a fun one to conclude with. Hey guys, my question is thus, writes Frazier. What wrestling theme / mannerism / catchphrases have you built into your life? I, for example, cannot return home from a trip, work, or just another part of the house without joyfully bellowing Eric Bischoff's theme, I'm back! I'm better than ever.
Brother, I say brother every 5 minutes. It's a disease at this point.
Yeah, it's infected my vocabulary.
Yeah, everyone is brother. It's how it is. It's just what I say it to everyone constantly.
Yeah.
Drives people around the bend. Oddly, Mark Henry's, well, looks like we've had enough whatever.
Yes.
I say that all the time at home as well. The oven finishes cooking my dinner. I go, well, looks like we've had enough dinner. I do that all the time. Those are the two that I say every single day.
Jim Cornette would hate me. I say things like, shoot. Like, he's shoot injured
yeah.
for like a footballer.
Yeah.
Right. Our brother, he's shoot injured. And then there's the obvious ones. Anna Louise legitimately had to have a word with me over the weekend because I kept saying,
oh, God.
I can't say it myself. But if someone else says the other side, I say the other side.
Right.
And she said that, and she went, you need to stop doing that. And I was like, I'm sorry. 5 minutes later, I tricked her into saying the other side.
Alter bridges infected your brain.
And another way, I suppose you could say, it has kebab teeth. And Louise told me again that one of her work colleagues had a problem at work because her computer got corrupted. And I said, did it get kebab teeth? And she almost kicked me out of the car.
All right.
At that point. And do you know what? So I have, on occasion, being known on like a stag do weekend. You know, like everyone goes a bit bonkers on the first night, and on the second day you're like, I'm struggling with the boys, I don't know how I'm going to handle this. I've definitely done the whole, after the beating that I took last night, the one thing I'm not ready to do is go out on night two of this stag do. But I believe you guys deserve a replacement. I think you know the guy. Just me in a different shirt, basically. But yeah, I think it's something that affects us all. We all just slowly start talking like your favourite wrestlers. And we should, as we mentioned before, Singing Powerhouse helps us think.
There you go. There's not lots.
It's an absolute. And also, the next time I go out on a night out, which is a lot rarer than it used to be, I'm breaking out the Daniel Garcia dance.
That's not...
Me and Sidge do it.
But yeah, I mean, you guys do a lot of things that you probably shouldn't, to be fair.
And I mean, folks, where's the lie? That's anyway, also part of it. Anyway.
Thank you.
Thank you for all your questions. If you're thinking, oh, bloody, I wish I'd have got mine asked. We do them on the news every single day, so send them to us on Twitter, at WhatCultureWWE, or the YouTube community page.
Yeah, we pick and choose.
At WhatCultureWWE on Twitter. There you can follow...
Follow.
There's nobody better we know. Andy Whoa. Murray.
At Andy H. Murray. The H stands for...
You can follow me on Twitter, at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at What Culture WWE. Subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on YouTube. Like, share, do all that bollocks. Follow us on Twitter. Subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from. But for now, thanks for all your questions. My thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.